His ear had been burned away. There was nothing left but a hole. His eye was still good, but all around it was a twisted mass of scar, slick black flesh, hard as leather, pocked with craters and fissured by deep cracks that gleamed red and wet when he moved. Down by his jaw, you could see the hint of bone where the flesh had been seared away. Sansa began to cry. He let go of her then, and snuffed out the torch in the dirt. No pretty words for that, girl. No little compliment the scepter taught you. When there was no answer, he continued. Most of them, they think it was some battle. A siege, a burning tower, an enemy with a torch. One fool asked me if it was dragon's breath. His laugh was softer this time, but just as bitter. I'll tell you what it was, girl, he said, in a voice from the night, a shadow leaning so close now that she could smell the sour stench of wine on his breath. I was younger than you, 6, maybe 7. A woodcarver set up shop in a village under my father's keep, and to buy a favour, he sent us gifts. The old man made marvellous toys. I don't remember what I got, but it was Gregor's gift I wanted. A wooden knight, all painted up, every joint pegged separate, and fixed with strings, so you can make him fight. Gregor is 5 years older than me. A toy was nothing to him. He was already a squire, 6 feet tall and muscled like an ox.